Are you wanting to buy a new jersey to get ready for the football season, or maybe something cool for your family room? Just being conscious of your choices and buying decisions, you can change the life of a veteran, and it doesn't cost you any money that you weren't already spending. Instead of going directly to company websites, make sure you click on our banners and links when buying from those well-known websites and brands, and 2 to 30% of your total purchase is donated to our Support Our Veterans program. Each time you buy, Helping the People has partnered with 47 companies like Amazon, House, Cost Plus World Market, Travelocity, StubHub, Hotwire, Rodin and Field, Suzanne Summers, NFL and MLB Shop, and many more. So that jersey you want, NFL Shop donates 6%. That new cool thing for your family room, House donates 10% of your total purchase. 10%, people. Next time you want to buy something, go to everythinghomepodcast.com and click on the Products Buy Now tab. And please, shop away. Each purchase you make changes the life of a veteran. And remember, go to everythinghomepodcast.com, click on that Products Buy Now tab. Thank you for helping those that served for you. The Everything Home Podcast is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization that's disrupting the home buying and selling experience by providing relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. We match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is donated to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially assists veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. We created this program as a way for Americans to honor the men and women of the United States military for their service to our nation and the sacrifices they've made. So if you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell yours, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website at helpingthepeople.org. Not only will you be working with our realtors, who are among the top 1 to 5% in Arizona and the greater San Diego area, you'll be changing the life of a veteran while we change yours. That's 833-694-6636 and helpingthepeople.org. We look forward to you becoming a part of our very unique community.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance, and we're bringing you good people doing good business and good things. And, you know, I like to start the show with a little joke, and I like to start with one of Joel Osteen's because they're clean and they're funny and they're quick. So, I heard about this man, and he was walking through the woods with a friend, when suddenly they encountered a huge grizzly bear about 20 yards in front of them, and they both froze in their tracks. And as the bear initially stared them down, they contemplated what they should do. Finally, the man said to his friend, "Well, I think we should run." And his friend says, "What are you, crazy? You can't outrun a grizzly bear." And the man says, "I know that. I don't have to outrun him. I have to outrun you." See, the virtual audience, they always laugh every single time I tell a joke. So I think I need to have that button on my desk. So when something happens, because, you know, I'm working from home and I think it's funny and I'm laughing and there's no one there to reciprocate, I can rely on my virtual friends to just reconfirm that I said something funny. Makes the day go by oh so much faster. The audience can hear a little giggle in the background, and that is our guest. And I encourage our guests to laugh at the jokes. I actually put that in the outline that I give everyone, and I said it's perfectly fine to laugh at the joke because I want that interaction there. And the good thing about our show It is. It's not scripted. There's no questions. And we're kind of off the cuff. It's a conversation between two people trying to just have a good time and get some good information out there. So I appreciate Miss Amy and her laughter. And I know it's sincere because I've heard her really laugh before. So I know it was actually real. So she just didn't do that for the cameras and for the audio. So I appreciate that. Let's get into the show today. I have Amy Carlson, and she is a health and wellness coach, and she is a network marketing professional. And the interesting take that you're going to get from her today is multifaceted. But her years of being in the franchise world, she's had numerous franchises, and she's going to talk about that today. And then transitioning into, she tried the retirement thing that I think that lasted for about 15 minutes. And then she found an opportunity and now is in a whole different model of a business working world. And she's going to go into all of that. And I think it's fascinating because it really gives you some insight into, especially if you're thinking about what it is that you want to do or transition or change. I mean, just when she compares the two between the franchise world and the network marketing, you're basically going to say, okay, well, what network marketing company am I going to do as opposed to going down the road of all these other things that maybe what my original plan was. So she gives a nice dose of reality to what you're going to experience today. So sit back, listen. Miss Amy, you want to say hello to the listeners today?
You bet. Hello, everybody. I am Amy Carlson, and I am so excited to be here with everybody.
So let's talk about your background and who you are. And like I said, I think the whole comparison between your two business worlds and massive amounts of experience as being a small business owner is tremendous. So I definitely want you to go into detail on that, but let's talk about you and how you ended up where you are now.
Sure, you bet. Well, I am a franchise owner. I have a small business here in the state of Iowa, and I have been doing this for 35 years. And it's a successful business, but it's in the franchise world. I have our youngest son has been taking over the business. And about 5 years ago, I really started grooming him to really take over. I thought that retirement was something that I wanted. When I married my husband 14 years ago, he was already retired. And I wanted to be able to do the same thing. And so about 4 years ago, I started letting our son take over the reins, and I tried, like you said, Michelle, for about 15 minutes to you know, just enjoy life. And it was longer than 15 minutes. It lasted a winter. We started wintering down in Arizona, going down there for the winters. And I did, you know, enjoy the time, but I found myself pretty bored. I need to be driven. I need something that I'm a part of that's bigger than me. And so at that same time, I kind of had an opportunity fall into my lap. And I checked out the model of network marketing, and I thought, where in the world was this 35 years ago? Because when you compare the two of them, they are night and day. And I can tell you, being in the franchise world and the money, I mean, I'm just talking the money that you need to get things going compared to what the model looks like in network marketing is a no-brainer. So that was huge for me.
Well, can you share the amount so people can really just get a comparison of what it takes to really start a franchise? Because, you know, everyone has these visions of grandeur. Everybody wants to be a small business owner. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, right? And we all right. know, the ones of us that have been in it for years, it's not all it's cracked up to be. They're like, oh, I can have control of my schedule. We're like, yes, after you've been doing it for a very long time. And then, but in the beginning, and sometimes in the middle and in the, you know, towards the end or whenever, you're working much, many more hours than if you had a quote unquote regular job. And, you know, sometimes the bank account's a little low. And guess what? Well, unless you're out there selling something, then that still is going to be low. No one puts the little magic money in there. So go, just if you can, if you don't mind, share some of the specifics, because I think that really is an eye opener for a lot of people. And I want them to just realize that there's a lot of opportunities out there, and you don't have to go through what you always thought was the only way to do business.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we grow up in a society that you go through your schooling, you graduate, you go off to college, you get a degree, and you go to work for somebody else. The only other option that you have besides that is to become an entrepreneur and a business owner yourself. And what does that model look like? Well, you either have to go out and create a service or product yourself and push that, and I don't know what that costs because that's not the avenue I took, or you can go on with a franchise type environment, which is what we chose to do. And, back in the very beginning, it cost us about $600,000 for each location as we onboarded with those locations. At the end, with our last onboarding, it was just over $1 million because of construction. You have to be able to put up a facility. You have to be able to have the capital to run that business. So I don't know about you, Michelle, but how many people are sitting out there and that can either, A, get financing for $500,000 or over $1 million? And how
it's
long
not
is
a
that?
Lot. It's not a lot of people.
It's not. So that's a limited few. Now, let's talk about, you have that kind of money invested. So not only if you didn't have the cash to put up, you have just mortgaged everything you own to get your business off the ground. And so it's going to take you anywhere from 5 to 10 years to earn that investment back. And that's if it does well. It's going to take you 10 years or better to really develop a team underneath you to get that time freedom that you were talking about, Michelle, that doesn't happen until the middle and the end. And some people, talk to a restaurant owner, they never get that time freedom ever. They are solely working that business. And that's the way I was for at least the first 25 years. In the business, I worked 70, 80 hours a week. If people didn't show up, I was in there because it was my life on the line, not anybody else's. And there were times where our family had to take money out of our home and put back in the business. If the economy didn't go well and sales were low, you had to be able to have money to sink back in to keep things afloat. It's a tough world. It is not as easy as people think that it is. And it takes a lot of time. So when I compare that to a network marketing model, there's two things that strike me, Michelle. And that is, number one, the cost to get into network marketing is very, very low when it comes to a traditional business. And that is good and bad. So what do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about network marketing, how it's evolved, because, you know, when years and years ago, it had always had a bad stigma attached to it, right? It was always the empty boxes, people selling all these things. And then everybody just said, you basically get as many people underneath you as you can, and then you don't have to do anything. And that was the old ideology and model years ago. And then at least from, you know, my understanding and the things that I've experienced, it had that bad stigma. So when people say they're multi-level marketing or they're network marketing, people would run the other way. And this is back when Amway first started, but, you know, years and years ago. And it really has evolved into some really good businesses, some very good products. And if you take it apart, the model of the whole networking marketing concept is brilliant. I mean, it's better than almost any storefront and putting in a store or even having something sold on a website. The whole concept of it is brilliant. It's just that I think it got that bad rap in the beginning, and it's taking people a while to transition into the fact of this does make a lot of sense, especially once there is the good companies that there are now and the good products. So can you comment on that? Because you're in that world now. So I'm sure that
Right.
you come across those apprehensions from people and those questions, because, you know, somebody might have had that bad impression or they had a bad experience 20, 30 years ago with a company.
Absolutely. And what I can say is I've only been involved with the network marketing world for 4 years, but I definitely had preconceived notions of what that was all about before I got involved in it. I heard network marketing and I heard pyramid scheme. I heard, people just out, you know, pitching and selling to their friends and family and, you know, that bad salesperson. And let me tell you, it still happens in the network marketing world. But what I feel like is happening is there are so many more people who are professionals. And that's that good and bad that I'm talking about with network marketing is you have to take it and be professional about it. And if you are going to go out and just, you know, pitch your product or services to anybody and everybody that lives and breathes and comes in contact with you, you're not going to do well. And that's what gives, I believe, network marketing a bad rap. But also, I would say about network marketing is you're doing it every single day. So when you refer a restaurant to somebody, when you refer a salon to somebody, when you refer a real estate agent to somebody, when you refer, a good movie to somebody, when is the last time you got a check from that place of business that you referred somebody to?
I've never gotten a check, but I keep handing out my wiring instructions, but there's no one's making deposits.
Right.
I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm handing out like my PayPal address. I just leave it on the ground. Like Venmo now is my new thing. I just leave it there and maybe somebody will make a deposit. No deposit.
Yeah.
No deposit for Michelle.
I don't see that. I don't see that either. But think about it. In network marketing, we're doing exactly the same thing. We're just getting paid for it. So you find a company and a product that you like and that you enjoy and that you love and that, you know, has made a difference in your life. And then you want to share that with your friends and family and, you know, people around you. So it's that word of mouth advertising that we're doing because it's something that we love and trust, and we're just getting paid for it. Where when you're doing that word of mouth advertising for people with the movie or the restaurant or the salon, you're not getting a check from them. And that's the only difference. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, it's exactly the same thing because you're telling them I either like this or I didn't like this, or go here or don't go there. And it would be, you know, not like we're trying to get compensated for our referrals, because we're doing it because we're just exchanging and sharing information when you're talking about those categories. But if it's a product, you know, I mean, if you could monetize something that you're using and you're telling people, hey, this works for me, these are the things that I had issues with, or this resolved this, or this makes me feel this way, why would you not want other people to feel good or be, you know, it's like the concept of the show. I'm here to exchange information because I want good people to the that are doing good business and good things to share it with other people. And that's you just because you want people's lives to be better and you want them to have some information. So if everyone's lives can get a little bit more awesome, well then, hey, we did a good thing today, you know?
Absolutely. And that's what it's about. And you know, when you talk to people and you tell them you're a network marketing professional, you know, you hear, oh, that's one of those pyramid schemes, right? Where, you know, the people at the top are making all the money off the people on the bottom. Well, I would ask you to look at a conventional corporate structure.
Right. It's the same thing. Well, they're actually doing a hell of a lot less work. And yeah, they're doing a lot less work than the people on the bottom, those people at the top. It's worse, actually.
Yeah. So, you know, and how do you want to, you know, for me, I found a way that I can still be driven. I have a greater purpose because there's a whole reason behind what I do. And, you know, I found a company that I know and trust and love their products, so I could get behind it. I could get behind their mission. But I also get to choose how much I want to work, when I want to work. It's on my terms. I can't tell you how many times owning franchises that I had family vacations planned and we had to cancel them because there was something that happened and I had to get pulled back in and work in the stores. And it didn't even have to be a family vacation. It could have been just, an appointment that I had and I had to cancel. Or when I was a single mom raising my son for many, many years, and there were so many games of his that I missed and activities that he had because my world revolved around keeping those businesses alive and functioning and making us money. That's crazy.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, and you brought up a good point. You said that you have a little bit more flexibility, but I want people to still keep in mind, in order to make good money in any industry, especially self-employed and entrepreneurial small business, and even the network marketing, you got to put the work in. I mean, it's just not all of a sudden that you think that, hey, listen, I'm in network marketing, so then even if you do have 10 people that are underneath you. Because that's how the model works, right? But unless they're working just as hard as you are, you're not making money off them. Just because they're there doesn't mean anything. Like, everyone has to be working and participating. So it allows you the opportunity to get rewarded for your efforts and have more control of them than you did when you had those franchises. But you still got to put people still got to work. There's no magic tree. There's no magic formula where all of a sudden you get money just for showing up. So,
well, exactly. And I think that can be a lot of the misconception too. And I see it happen all the time. I have a team of almost 300 people right now. And I think there's some, envisioning of I'm going to come into this and I'm going to get rich quick and it's going to require very little out of me. And that's just not the case. And you're going to be rewarded for the effort that you put forth. So everybody has a different season in life. So say you're a young mom and have young kids at home, and maybe all you can give is 5 hours a week on this. Well, then be sure that you're giving the most productive 5 hours that you can, and you still can build a very good business underneath of you. It's just being smart about your time. And that's where having a good leader is steps in. That for me, my job is helping for those who say, I don't want to just be a product user. I actually want to do what you do. I want to make money at this. My job is to help them and coach them and set up plans. And in order to succeed, you have to have somebody on your team, on your side, rooting you and helping you make the right steps to do what you need to do in order to be successful at this. But again, it isn't a get-rich-quick scheme, like you said. It's you have to put in the time and effort, and how much time and effort you put in is solely what your reward is going to be.
Well, what you brought up is very critical, and I think it's almost more important to have the key good leadership, a leader like you who is encouraging and leading the team and someone that you can rely on to help you through the business and grow it, than almost an amazing product. Because if you've got an amazing product, but you don't necessarily know how to get it out there, or you have no support system, and then you just sign up and then you're like, okay, well, the product's amazing. Well, now what do I do? And then you are stumbling over yourself trying to get it sold or do this, but you have no support. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to give up. You're going to go back to your old working ways of doing it. You're going to have that bad taste in your mouth. So having a key leader and being on the right team, to me, makes it's the most important thing. To make the network marketing model really work is to be involved with a team leader like yourself who can give you that guidance, can give you that encouragement and show you the ropes. And you're basically just, all you really want is somebody who's just hungry enough to work hard and put in the time and effort, and the rest of it, you could show them how to do all that. But almost that's the hard part, is finding the people that really want to put the time in, right?
Exactly. It's, you have to have the drive. I can't give that to you. you know, that is something that you need to possess in and of your own. But what I can help you do is develop the skill set so that you can become successful. So, you know, if you have that drive and you have that passion behind you and you are willing to do the work, then we can absolutely work together. I can help you develop the skill set that you need to make yourself as successful as you want to be. But the drive, that passion, that get up and go, that's got to come from within you. And I can certainly guide you in the right directions to learn what is happening in your life that's stopping you. Let me tell you, Michelle, in the last 4 years, and I have been an entrepreneur for 35 years. So I have been a leader, and we employed, you know, 50 employees, and I was entrusted with their families and not just my business, but what decisions I made were impacting all of those families. And even in all the leadership and the development that I did in that 35 years, it doesn't even compare to the leadership and the personal development that I have learned in the last 4 years. And that's what I have to say about network marketing is your opportunity to learn and grow as an individual is huge. And there's so many things that we don't even realize we're carrying around with ourselves that is stopping us from having success in our life and being fruitful in our life and having good, positive relationships in our life. That was huge for me, and it continues to be something that I do on a regular daily basis.
Now, do you think it's because the network marketing is more refocusing on relationships in so they're always looking at ways of developing it, making you a better person, teaching you these skills, things that you know, regardless of how high you up or in some company, or like you even said, as being a franchise owner, you never had the time to even maybe even read a book on how to get those skills taken to the next level because you're so busy running the operation and making sure that you're bringing in the money so that you can keep all those families employed and taking care of your own family, that you didn't really even have time to do any development work to make you better at what you're doing. You're constantly doing rather than you didn't even get those chances. Is that kind of, you think, why that you're able to be able to have the multi-level the network marketing company that you're with is giving you all this information and tools to use to develop you?
Oh, absolutely. And it isn't just the company that I'm involved in. It's network marketing as a whole that puts out, you know, there's so many coaches and, you know, high dollar earners that are going out and giving their expertise because this is a business of relationships all the way around you, from how you lead and how you interact with your team to how you present yourself out to the public. So, relationship is absolutely number one focus. And if you can't become a better person in relationships and your own, starting at your own, if you don't know who you are and what you're made of and where you're going, you can't go out and develop those relationships outside of yourself. So yes, that it's a huge focus within our community.
Well, the one thing that we had talked about prior to being on the show is you had mentioned that you utilize this personality color quiz. And I said, I wanted you to bring it up because it really does. It shows you, you know, you take the quiz. I actually took it this morning. So you take the quiz and then, but you're utilizing that in your whole business concept because it allows you to better engage with your team members. And there are 300 of them. So you've got a lot of moving parts there. It's a lot of personalities, right? And then the people that you're meeting, it gives you a better way to interact. And even if your people take a test like this, whether it's this one or a different one, maybe it allows them a little bit different way to engage with people in general, just in the social setting, which, you know, so, and as we meet all different kinds of people from all different places, sometimes, you know, the way that we come off might be a little different. You know, like you were telling me, the, how the red responds to the yellow and the yellow with the green with the who, the what. And you just go, well, you know, it'd be nice if someone just gave me an instruction manual before I had a conversation with someone. So I just let me know what I'm getting involved in, right?
Well, and you can. And that's where this color personality test really comes in play with the colors. I mean, there's several people out there that utilize this. Jacob Adamo is just one of them, and he happens to be associated with the company I'm with. But there's Tom Schreider, who's known as Big Al, and he's a huge person in network marketing. He does the color personality test as well, and I'm sure there's others out there, you know, too. But here's the thing with the color personality. You've got your four different colors. You've got red, blue, yellow, and green. So your reds are your type A personalities. Go get it done. You're mostly going to find these people in leadership, entrepreneur positions, management positions, because they're going to be leading, taking the bull by the horn, and let's go get it done. Then you have your blue personalities, which are, they just want to party and have a good time. You know, show me where the party is, show me where the fun is, and that's what I'm all about. They're going to be late for everything because time means nothing to them. They are the life of the party. They're the ones that are going to plan the parties and bring everybody together. You have the yellow personalities that these are your people who are traditionally counselors and nurses because they really want to help other people. They're going to go save the environment, save the world. You know, this is their mission is just really to, they want to please other people and they can't make a decision for the life of them because they don't want to upset the apple cart. They don't want anybody mad at them. And then you have your green personality, which these are the people who are very, very introverted. They're not good in social situations at all. They want to be left alone. So they're your engineers and your accountants and scientists that can be behind and working with the numbers. They want to research everything. Everything needs to have a reason, and they're going to get to the bottom line of all of that. If you have friends that, you know, keep everything on spreadsheets, everything is, you know, very detailed and organized, they probably are a green personality. So I just probably gave you the four personalities in a nutshell in just a few seconds. But the key with this in working with people is there's just ways, if you know what those personalities are, there's questions. You know, as a good leader and a good relationship person, you need to ask questions and be listening to people. So there's questions that you can ask, and it'll get you an idea of kind of what personality this person might be. And you can be a combination of all of them.
Yeah, and whether you're one or another, or sometimes, or you evolved into one, or you said that you can even, depending on who you're talking to, and you've got certain traits of each one, you could bring out one more so than the other. So you can always like say you're really a red, but you've got like, I've got a lot of each of these in there. I mean, there's part of me that has a bunch of green stuff. I mean, if you saw my desk and computer, it'd be like, Michelle, you're kind of green over there. And I said, yeah, but I'm kind of red over here and a little bit of green, you know, I got blue and I got yellow. So if I'm talking to somebody who's a very green person, I can put the green hat on, and it's not that I'm trying to be something I'm not. It's just that you're putting a little bit more focus on that, so you can have that conversation where you're on the same page with that person. So then those are the skills that you're learning, and you are sharing with your teammates to help them with their business, but it also helps them with interacting with human beings in general in a social setting.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about. It's just, you know, learning how to have better relationships with people, learning how to be better in that social environment. And if you can kind of bring out a little bit of each one of these personalities, and it's not, if you, especially when you're predominantly one color, you know, some people are so close in their different colors that it's very easy for them to adapt to those different color personalities that they need to have depending on their situation that they're in. But some people like me are really, really strong in one color, so it's real hard to get into that other mindset. That's not, that doesn't come natural to me, doesn't come easy for me. And so that's something I have to be very conscious of and work at.
Yeah, but if you were never in this world and involved with this company, you would have never really even known about this about yourself if you were still in 100% franchise mode. So,
exactly.
You know what I mean? It, like you were saying, it has allowed you to evolve personally, and that makes you a better person too. And I'm sure there's a heck of a lot less stress in your life because you don't have that huge burden. I mean, you're still obviously attached to that world because you're still running those businesses, but it's in a different capacity where it's not as chaotic as it was years ago when, like you said, you're canceling vacations because you're like, I got to take care of the stores. I can't. I'm
right.
Sorry, guys. Mouse can wait. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Kids. Yeah, park's closed.
What?
Moose
that front,
should have told you.
Absolutely.
So why don't you, let's talk about the specific company that you're with and the products and why you chose that. Because there are people who need to understand there's a lot of multi-level marketing, but it's network marketing. So I apologize. There's a lot of those type of companies. Yeah. Thank you. There's a lot of those companies out there and there's a lot of products. And even going into being involved a little bit more with, Christina Rose Group, the Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs, I've just been exposed to a lot more of these opportunities of these network marketing groups,
yeah.
of new products that are coming out. Like there's all kinds of new ones with new products, and each of the companies are coming out with new products too. So how did you come across the one you're in? Which one is it? And then let's kind of go through your pros and cons and what people should look for in a network marketing company before they choose it. And so it gives them a little bit more of a screening process, because if they come across a really good salesperson who's a good leader, they might think the company's awesome, but if once they get involved, they're like, oh, this is not that great. But so what are the things, and I want to talk about what are the things that they need to look for so they can make that decision? Because, you know, you don't want to jump around. You want to get situated. If you're ready to go with something, make sure that you make the right decision and then, you know, start running. And because if you're ready, you don't want to have to do it for 6 months and then find out, this is not, I like the model, but I don't like the company or I don't like the
right.
products now. So
right.
go, let's, I'll let you just take it from there. Cause
okay.
I threw a lot at you, but you know exactly what we're trying to do at this point.
I understand. So, you know, I'm a health and wellness consultant. So the company that I'm with is called Young Living. We are an essential oil company, but we have over 600 products that we can provide out to the consumers. So we have things from for babies all the way up to the elderly and everything in between. We have a product line for everything. We truly are a total health and wellness company. That's one of the things that you need to be looking for when you're deciding on what network marketing company do I want to be involved with. So number one, I would say, is look at, do they have a consumable product? You want to be able to know that the product that you are getting into your members' hands is something they're going to use daily. So if it's something that they're not going to be purchasing on a regular basis and not using daily, that might not be the best model for you to get into, because what is the resale? How, you know, what is going to happen down the road? The second thing is the company established? Okay, Young Living, it has been around for 24 years, and I could be wrong, that might be 25 now. They are the leader, the absolute leader in the essential oil world. They were the first to come around and own their own farms. We are the only company that does own our own farms or partners with other farms. So we absolutely are in control of the growing process, the harvesting, distilling, and then putting the product in the bottles and getting them out to the consumers. So know your company, know, you know, how long have they been around? I would encourage people, you know, if there's a new company coming around, that might not be the best choice. I'm not saying, you know, it absolutely isn't, but you want to make sure that they're established. They've gone through their growing pains. They've gone through their growth spurts, and so that you can because the company is there, but it's still your company, it's still your business, and you have to be able to go out to your members and know that you've got a good product that can be delivered to them, and that this isn't a company that's going to fold in 3 months or 6 months down the road. I would say look at the compensation plan. Not everybody's compensation plan is the same. They all have kind of the same model. I like Young Livings because I'm paid at every single level. So I don't care if you're on my front line, which if you're not in network marketing, you don't know what that means, but we have levels. So, you know, the team just keeps on going down. I get paid all the way down, and it doesn't stop. And then a lot of other companies, it does. You're only paid on certain levels in your organization. So, you know, look and see what that compensation plan looks like, and is that something you can wrap around and feel that it's fair to you in the work that you are doing. Another thing that I would say to look at, and we've already touched on this, Michelle, is strong leadership. And I'm not talking just with the team that you are joining, but what about above them? What is the corporate structure like? What is their vision with the company? Where is it going? Is there strong leadership within the entire company? To me, that's the most important thing, because network marketing is all about building teams. And that's where the money comes in. It's not about using the product. It's about building your team. And then lastly, I would say the company's values. You need to make sure that you're aligned with a company that coincides with your morals and your values that you can get behind. No one wants to be working with a company that is doing something that goes against everything that is ingrained inside of you. That's not going to make a good recipe, and that's just setting yourself up for disaster. So know what that company is about. You know, the Young Living has a foundation, and we give back so much to so many different organizations, and there are 8 that we are really tied in with that we are just helping all around the world. And that means a lot to me. Michelle, you and I met because of our love of veterans and helping out our veterans. So that plays on my heartstrings that I want to be doing something where I can be giving back to the community in which I live, as well as an organization in a whole that pulls at my heartstrings and I want to be involved with.
So what do you think was the number one thing that attracted you to this company that made you go, yes, I want to learn more, or I want to hear, or I want to do it? Because there had to be one thing that put you over the edge, or the most attractive thing that there was.
In terms of like the business side or the product side?
That made you go, oh my God, I love this. What is it that made you go, okay, I'm in, I want more, something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my story. Is I actually had an acquaintance that I knew that every single month she sent me an invite to a presentation. And we all know what those are like with network marketing, right? And I knew it was a network marketing thing. Remember I said I came into this with preconceived notions. And I would say no every single month. So a year has gone by, and every single month she's invited me. Every single month I've said no. And I finally called her, and I said, if I come to your presentation, will you leave me alone? I don't want to know about this. Just leave me the heck alone. And she's like, absolutely. If you come, I promise I will never invite you again. So I came. And I listened, and it was like, trust me, when I say at that point in my life 4 years ago, if you would have approached me about, you know, chemicals and we're surrounded by things that are really not good for our health, I would have looked at you like you're one of those hippie people and I want nothing to do with you. I really didn't understand and care to understand. But as we went through her presentation, stuff was kind of clicking in my head that, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and I might want to kind of pay attention to what she's talking about, because maybe I need to really start taking care of this body. Now, I was a runner. I felt like I ate fairly healthy. I was in pretty good shape. But the one thing that I had going on with me is I was in menopause and all the feels that come with menopause. I was at that age and point in my life. And at that time, I had been in it for about 8 years. My menopause journey has been over 15 years. It's been glorious. But I was in all of that. I couldn't tell you the last time I had slept through the night. I couldn't tell you the last time I felt like I was in control of my emotions. I mean, it was like, you know, I could be happy, joyous 1 minute, and in the next breath, I could be in a rage. It just, the emotions were all over the place. And, you know, I had my own little thermostat going on and just all that stuff happening. And I knew well enough that I didn't want to take traditional hormone replacement therapy. I knew that that wasn't good. I'd seen all those, you know, studies and so forth. So she introduced me to a product that, you know, helps with balancing hormones. And this opportunity was in the evening. So she just put it on my forearms, and I slept the entire night that night. And I didn't wake up in a pool of sweat. And I called her that next morning and I said, I don't know what you put on me, but sign me the heck up, because I haven't slept in years. So that's what got me started was really that, you know, season of life that I was in and wanting something that would help, you know, so I felt like a decent human being again. So that's what sold me. And then I just continued to learn more and more about natural products and what I could replace things that I had in my home and that I was currently using. So it took me about 3 years to really get on board with this whole, you know, toxin-free, chemical-free deal. It was a matter of replacement. It didn't happen overnight. I just kind of went one product at a time, replacing. And before I knew it, I was feeling energized. I had more focus. And Michelle, I don't have menopause symptoms anymore. And I don't have headaches. It has been over 4 years since I've had a headache, and I used to get them daily, and I had migraines like 2 or 3 times a month where put me out. I had to be in a dark room. I was throwing up. I mean, the day was gone, you know, when I had those coming on. So for me, it's been huge health-wise, you know, to make a huge difference for me. And I didn't have a big health story, and there's a lot of people who do that, you know, are really not in good shape health-wise, and these can, you know, natural products can really make a difference in your life. So the products were huge. Now, I started getting success. Remember we were talking about the color personalities?
Mm-hmm.
And I am so a red. So I'm like, I'm telling all my family, I'm telling all my friends, oh my gosh, you got to try this out. You know, you need to do this. And before I knew it, I had people signing up underneath me. And honestly, I had no idea what I was doing. The first quote class I taught, I signed people up with a kit that didn't even exist.
I'm like, from another company.
This one didn't exist. So, you know, that class ended up costing me money because I had to honor what I sold them. And so I paid the, you know, the difference. So I learned very quickly, I better start learning about this. But I looked at the model and, you know, being in that franchise world, remember I said, oh my gosh, I wish I would have known about this 35 years ago. I so would have been on the bandwagon with this. And I thought, oh my word. So if I just share about something that I know, trust, and love, I can make money on this. Hello, I'm all over that. And it's truly something I absolutely love, and I don't see it as work. So that's my story.
And you're going to stick to it. I tell you that very much so.
Well, I haven't even begun. I mean, there's people in my organization that have, you know, thousands of people on their team. And, you know, and what I look at when I see that opportunity to have thousands of people on my team is, oh my gosh, Michelle, what good I can do in the world. You know, the veterans call on my heart, but so do, you know, young single moms. And, you know, I have big, audacious goals of things that I want to do. And this is my vehicle and my tool to be able to do that out in our communities.
Well, and that's the best part about it. It's giving you that ability to build your team. Obviously, you know, people love to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, and that's all awesome. But at the end of the day, you need money to make things happen. Whether it's donated to you, it falls off that magical tree, you earn it, it comes to you an inheritance, you know, you'll win the lottery. But in order to make that change, substantial change, like you're talking about in the world, to help other people, it goes back to money. I mean, people don't want to talk about it, but that's the reality of it all. You know, you can't do things unless you have capital. And you really, you know what I mean? You need that. So this is giving you that tool to do that, plus the amount of contacts and the people that you meet. And then you can go do that. I guess it would be the third chapter in life, which is, you know, the third's supposed to be the best one, right?
Exactly. You know, and it makes you open up your eyes to a world of you getting outside of yourself. What is the bigger, you know, purpose, you know, aside from me and what I want for my family and, you know, immediate impact here? I'm looking at, you know, what difference do I want to make in the world? What little spot do I want to leave when I'm gone that my family can look at and say, you know, she made a difference. And that calls to me in a huge
way. Well, and you know, I'm glad that you brought that up. And I think a lot of people have those feelings. They just don't necessarily know how to get to the point where they can do something, or they don't, like we talked about, they don't have that financial means. And maybe, you know, implementing something like this, or even if they're doing it on the side, like you said, 5-10 hours a week or something, to just kind of get the ball rolling. So it gets them in a position where maybe they can make that transition, or maybe they keep their regular job and they do this as supplemental income. And then, you know, depending on who you meet or what happens, and I mean, who knows, but you've got to at least do something, you know. And it seems like you've got to at least do something other than doing exactly, unless you, and I keep saying this on the show, unless your life is awesome, like so awesome, then that's great. You know, then teach a class on how come your life is so awesome. But I haven't found anyone yet that their life is so amazing and so awesome that there isn't room to make an adjustment or bring something else in or get rid of certain things. Or just to keep your eyes open and the opportunities there, and do something that you maybe never thought about doing before. I mean, just because you're a certain age, who cares? I mean, I'm 45 and look what I'm doing. You know, I mean, I didn't expect to be doing this right now. I can tell you that this is, what?
How life changes. And here's the thing. I just was working with one of my team members the other day. And, you know, just to put things into perspective, you know, she had a change in her full-time job. And so she came to me and said, hey, you know, what can I make with this? What can this realistically look like for me? And so we mapped out a plan, and I said, what do you need? What, you know, not what you want, but what do you need per month right now to really impact your family and your life? And so, you know, for her, that was $2,000. And we mapped out a plan for just giving 5 hours a week. So she's continuing to work her full-time job. She has 4 children. So 5 hours a week. And she does that on a consistent basis, and we can get her to that level where she's making $2,000 a month in very, very short order. You know, within 30 days, I was making $500 a month. You know, so I want people to understand that, yes, you could be making thousands upon thousands of dollars a month, but you, in one class, you could be making hundreds of dollars. So it's not that you have to be giving your whole life to it. And that's the thing. When you look at doing something that's bigger than yourself, you know, would $1,000 a month offer you that opportunity to give back to something that means more than you, and that's, and, you know, outside of yourself? And that's so easily done.
Yeah, and as long as you have the drive and you have the ambition and the passion to do something, the whole point is we're giving you the tools to do that. I mean, the platform that I have here on the show is to give people the opportunity to make a change in their life or someone else's, as long as they just want to. So that's why there's these resources. So that's why I wanted to make sure that you came on the show. I mean, we just connected a couple of days ago, and obviously we've talked quite a lot, and we've made a lot of some really interesting deep connections with the things that we really do have in common. And I wanted to make sure that you got your message out to people, because part of our platform is to be able to provide a means of people to actually maybe make those changes, but from a financial standpoint, you know, I mean, like I said, it's all nice and fun to sing Kumbaya and hold hands, but at the end of the day, I need to have some sort of a financial revenue stream in order to make a difference, to make a donation, to buy something that, like a backpack for kids or whatever it's going to be,
right,
or start my own organization, or you know, do whatever it is, or make my life easier so I have more time to volunteer. So you need an income stream. It doesn't matter what topic or whatever it's from. So, I mean, part of our platform is to bring in an opportunity to do that with a good product, right? So then we've got a good business, but we also need a good person. So having a team leader like yourself being involved with our whole platform of opportunities for people becomes the package deal. I mean, it could, like I said, it could be an amazing product, but if there's not a team lead there to help the people that are new and encourage the people that are seasoned and to continue to have that team support, doesn't matter how good the product is, because then you're doing it by yourself. And the whole point of this is you know, you don't want to do it by yourself. What fun is it to do things by yourself?
Exactly.
So it's key to have that team leader, and you are that team leader. Obviously, you've got the years of experience, 35 years of being in a small business owner and an entrepreneur and in the franchise world, and now extremely successful in the network marketing world with a team of 300 people in a very short period of time. I mean, that's the type of opportunities that people say that they want. Well, guess what? It's here, people. It's here. It's here. Amy's here. She's here. She's here to help you. And even if it's something you don't want to look at for a business opportunity, give it a chance to maybe make a difference in your health. And even if you say, hey, I'm awesomely healthy, like you said, I didn't think I had any health issues, but then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this menopause thing. Well, then maybe, but I still have these headaches, but yet I'm an athlete. And then then all of a sudden I changed some of the products in my house and now they're healthier. And all of a sudden now I don't have a headache anymore. So it's like, times are changing. We're not getting any younger. And if we can help ourselves a little bit along the way financially and even especially from the health standpoint, because, hey, when you were in a good financial situation, but you then all of a sudden you have a headache that knocks you down. It didn't matter if you had a dollar in your bank account or a million, you still felt like crap, right?
Exactly. You know, health is everything. And you know, if you're one of those people that want to go out and make a difference, like you said, whether it's starting something yourself or giving of your time, you know, the volunteering, if you're not feeling good, you know, how's that going to happen? If you're not sleeping good, you don't have the mental clarity, you don't have the energy levels that you need to have. That's big. And, you know, I became a grandma, 12 years ago now, and we have 12 grandkids. I need energy to keep up with those kids. You know, it's crazy when we all get together. And I love it. And I want to be the best version of me for them that I can be. And these products and this company is allowing me to be that person.
From both sides. You're best person because you're taking the products and you're feeling better, but you're also promoting them and financially benefiting from them. So then you have money to pay for those grandkids. Because I'm sure they go, Grandma, and there's the hand. And you're like, oh, well, I can't put a quarter in it. Because then they're all going to talk. Because they're all smart enough now to know what a quarter is. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're all in cahoots. They're all in cahoots now. So
now
Grandma's got to up her game. Yeah. She's got to up her game at Christmas, I'm sure. For sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, Amy, it was really a pleasure. I mean, we've been chatting for a long time today, and I definitely going to have you come back on. I would love to have you as one of our expert contributors where you're talking about health and wellness on a regular basis, and we'll have your own segment, so then we can kind of just really hit it home. And hey, it's a business opportunity, but hey, check out, take care of your health. I mean, because without that, you know, there's not much there.
Absolutely, we want to hear from you. You know, what do you want to hear about? What's important to you? And you know, let's discuss it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that are happening in the health and wellness world, and especially in people's health lives. So like you said, let us know what topics you want to have discussed, and well, Amy will bring them up on the show during her segment, so we can give you, you know, that 5 minutes of, hey, is this exactly what we learned? This is what you wanted to hear, and here's a solution, or here's a story, here's something. So interaction is what we're looking for. So please reach out to either one of us and let us know what you want to hear. So Amy, give your contact information, give them anything that you want, and then we'll just wrap it up.
Absolutely. So come to my website is www.amycarlson.com, and that's spelled AimeeCarlson.com. Join me on Instagram at AimeeCarlson6 or find me on Facebook at Amy J. Carlson. I'd love to connect with you. And no matter what that looks like for you, I love meeting people, love hearing your story. So connect with me and let's chat.
Thank you for giving all the information and all of her contact information. And all the websites, the Instagrams, the Facebook, the who's, the what, the who is all going to be on our website. And you can always find her on there. She's going to be in the expert contributor category. She's also going to be in the health and wellness. And when her show airs, or actually they would be listening now. So I'm talking as if it's happening not. So take that part out. Take that part out. That don't make it no sense today. That don't make it no sense. But anyway, all of her information at the end of the day, it all works out, right? So all of her information is always on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And Amy, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. This has been one heck of a week with you. I tell you, it's been a blast, and today's been a wonderful show.
You have been such an inspiration to me, Michelle, and I so appreciate all your kind words, and this has been truly fun. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. And this is just the beginning. So as I told you earlier, you got to hold on to that hat because there's going to be some crazy stuff. And then when you come down here, when you finally get down here, there's going to be all kinds of stuff happening. So,
I'm ready. Let's go.
And we'll be sharing it with the listeners. We'll be doing we're going to implement some video into the podcast. It's going to be a video podcast. I don't even know what that is. Vodcast. Is that a thing? We're doing vodcast now.
It's called a vlog, Michelle.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and do some fun stuff with it. So why not? I mean, we're nothing to lose. And if I make an ass out of myself, I don't really care. It is what it is. You know, I do it all day. I might as well go ahead and give it some entertainment for some other people. So
absolutely. Let's have some fun.
Exactly. Well, thank you again for coming on. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Well, that was Amy Carlson. She is a health and wellness consultant and network marketing professional. And I hope everyone got a little something out of that show today. I know that we threw a lot at you and we ended up having a good time as usual. So I appreciate her time. And I hope you gave a little second thought to a whole new concept that could possibly change the way that you're doing things in your world and maybe make it a little bit better, a little bit easier, and hopefully a little bit healthier and make you feel better. So her information and all of our guest information and their shows are always listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. I encourage you to check it out and to start beginning to use it as a resource because, like you said, we're bringing you good people doing good business and good things. And we're always talking about life stuff and balance. And you can listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. And please like and follow us on Facebook at Everything Home Podcast. And feel free to make any guests or topic suggestions, or just let me know that you're thinking and you're here and you're listening to us. And I do appreciate you listening. Make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick.